Following a cool start, it's a very pleasant spring day across eastern New York and western New England. And even though it's a bit breezy at times today, it's not nearly as windy as it was yesterday, and our temperatures are pretty comfortable for this time of year. Right now, high pressure is in control of our weather. That area of high pressure will slowly work its way off to the east tonight, and that will allow our next storm system to approach from the west. This next storm system is a rather slow mover. It's an area of low pressure that will track its way through the upper Great Lakes. Eventually, it'll drag a cold front through our area, but it's going to take until Friday for that front to completely clear the region. So we have kind of gradual changes coming up over the next couple of days. So for tonight, as the high pressure area moves away, we'll see clouds increase. And some areas could see a few showers, especially after midnight. The most likely areas for showers will be across the North Country, with temperatures tonight running a lot warmer than last night. We'll have lows in the mid to upper 30s and lower 40s across the area. Moving into the day tomorrow, that storm will continue to slowly work its way closer to us, and as will that cold front. So we'll have a blend of clouds and sunshine. We'll have the cloudiest weather in areas north and west of the capital region. It'll be a little bit brighter across the south. And north and west of Albany, we do have the chance to see showers from time to time through the day. A shower may reach the Albany area later tomorrow afternoon, and we look to stay dry through the daylight hours, especially well south and east of the capital region. We'll have a gusty breeze develop in advance of that storm system tomorrow. It's a gusty south wind, and temperatures will be pushed up into the 60s for daytime highs. So it's a mild day tomorrow. We'll have rain off and on tomorrow night as that front draws closer, and on Friday the front will come through our area. So we'll have clouds, showers from time to time, possibly even a rumble of thunder as we wrap up the work week. We'd end the weekend on Saturday with a bit of a cooling trend behind that cold front, but there's some more serious cold coming for the first half of next week as an Arctic front will come through our area Saturday night into Sunday, and that will send the thermometer into a nosedive. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of showers after midnight. Not as cold, lows in the 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, breezy and mild, with highs in the 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers after midnight, especially north of the Thruway. Not as cold, with lows in the 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, breezy and mild, high in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cold, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy and mild, high in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cold, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a late shower, breezy and mild, high in the 60s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the 60s. And on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain and snow showers, with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.